You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Happy Tuesday. It is B. Mitch and Finley. Toby Altizer sitting in for JP this week as he enjoys a vacation. Plenty to talk about today. We got a fun show planned for you coming up at 11 o'clock. Barstool Nate going to join the program. Sam Blum of The Athletic going to join us at noon and talk a little more baseball. 1 o'clock, Santana Moss, the Cowboy Killer, going to join us
Santana.
Coming up at 1 o'clock. B. Mitch, we're going to get into this a little bit later. Take some of your calls on the Commanders Madrid tickets.
Yeah,
the pre-sale or whatever it was open up this morning.
At what time?
I think it was 5 a.m.
And they were sold out by what?
They're not sold out. People were jumping in line. I jumped in line when I woke up this morning about 7:30, and there's currently 1,349 people ahead of me, according to this.
Wait. Hold on. 500,000?
Yeah. I saw
500,000 people can't fit in the stadium.
Well, I don't understand how it works because people are still getting tickets.
So
Ted tweeting about this.
Is it multiple people trying to get in multiple times?
I have no idea. Tailgate Ted tweeted at 6:02 a.m. and he was still behind 399,000. According to this.
I have to believe that this is multiple people who just consistently signing up to try to make their chances better. It can't be actually 300,000 people.
No, I don't know exactly how it works, but
or you got a bunch of the damn ticket brokers trying to hurry and buy these tickets and then just shoot them through the roof.
I'm in the queue, and now I'm down to 497,000 people in front of
me.
You
were so, at 500 and what?
Something, 522, I think when I first hopped in, it was like 650.
Well,
so
I mean, you're moving now, dog. You're getting close.
By the end of the show, I should make it. I saw that Jeff had seen a tweet from somebody saying, I hope I'm out of the queue by the time the game kicks off in Madrid.
You know, but a lot of, there are people who are trying to do this, and when it gets to them, they won't be able to buy the tickets. They just want to be in there. And this, man, anytime you put anything out there like that in the world of internet, you're going to find people that don't have a clue or don't have any interest. They just want to make it hard for the people that really give a damn.
I ran into somebody at Nats Park, our guy Omar. I think he ran into you at the event the other day. He said he got tickets already to go over there and watch the game in Madrid. It's going to be a good one. I'm excited to
go over
there. It's going to be a lot of fun. I know Jeff has got tickets already, so it's going to be a lot of fun being over in Madrid.
I'm about to do a few more appearances, save up some bail money for Jeff. Jeff, go get out to Spain.
Is he going to try to ride in your suitcase or something?
I'm just trying to tell you, Jeff. Boy, let me tell you. God bless a lot of Spanish people. Females, to be exact, Jeff. I'm saying, I'm going to have to bring my extra. I'm going to bring an extra stash with me, Jeff, just in case something happened and you call me and say, B, I need to get bailed out. I'm serious, dog, but I have never been to Madrid, but I was in Barcelona when they did NFL Europe,
mm-hmm.
and they practiced right like above. You look over the fence; it was below. It was like a new beach.
I'm gonna be all right.
I might have seen practice 5 minutes. I depended totally on the interviews. I didn't watch that practice. I was looking. I was like, damn, look at this. This is a great beach. The guy said, what's on the beach? I said, boy, the beach is outstanding. I never saw the beach, I don't think, either. There's some blessed people there, bro. You know, like when you try to show the figures perfectly like that.
Yeah, I'm gonna be behaving in Barcelona.
36.
Only she 5'3".
It's like we having fun, living La Vida Loca, baby.
Yeah, you gonna drink red wine?
I'm gonna drink everything. We outside.
It sounds like it's gonna be a blast being over in Madrid. So we'll catch up and get everyone's experiences with that in a little bit. We'll take your calls on that coming up in the 12 o'clock hour. Did want to touch on the Nats before we get into some more football talk.
Oh, let's go back. Let's go back. I don't understand Lanford with that. Let's go back, though. 500,000 people since 5. They went on set at 5:30 this morning?
5 o'clock, I believe.
So you got on at what time? 6?
7-ish, 7:30.
And 500,000 people what?
Well, here's the funny part about this. I don't exactly understand how this works. So now, according to this, there's 471,000 ahead of me.
See, my that's 20,000 in the last 2 minutes.
Well, my estimated wait time is 53 minutes. So you know by how? 11 a.m. I should be buying tickets.
Like I just stated, it's multiple people who are just doing it just to do that. And I'll be honest with you. A lot of these people don't have any interest in buying tickets. They just want to be asses. I'm being real, dog.
No, it's true. It's true.
They have no interest. They just want to make it difficult for the people that truly have great interest and really want to get those tickets. And a lot of them probably not even fans of the team, probably other fans who just want to make it difficult for people.
I lied to you not, B. When I was lucky enough to get my tickets with a season ticket holder, right? I paid $370 for mine, right?
Uh-huh.
A seat, three seats down was $1,200.
And like that little, with that commercial about, I got my tickets, and so-and-so, for this, I got mine just now for this price. Jeff just broke it out.
Nah,
Jeff,
nah, that's,
you get paid for that,
it's
dog.
Just, like, they running it up here.
What it is, bro, it you have privileges when you are a member.
100%.
Yeah, being, like, yeah, I was just talking about that about...
members only.
I was talking about that this morning coming through the toll booths and stuff. When you are when you have the Easy Pass or you have Easy Pass Flex...
Skip right through.
It makes a world of difference compared to not having it at all, because when you get to the streets or the roads that you cannot do anything but Easy Pass, and you got to get to work, so you just run through all the paths. What ordinary will cost you about $20 to get to work, at the end of it, it's going to cost you about $120 because you will get that $25 surcharge on it.
Yeah.
Sure will.
100%.
Sure will.
Because I know people go, look, I got to get to work. I'm getting through this because, like, I guess the $125 payment is way less than losing your job.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Absolutely.
So when you are a member, you get privileges, dog.
Tailgate Ted gave us a little bit of an update. He said the pre-sale lobby opened up at 5 a.m. The sale started at 6. At 5:50, everybody was placed in queue randomly, regardless of when you joined the lobby. So said there's still seats. So we'll see if I'm able to get tickets. I'll keep you updated. According to this, in 48 minutes, so around 11 o'clock, I could potentially be buying some tickets. We'll
so
see how that goes.
Do you have to talk to somebody or you have to get off?
I think I just...
I could talk while you're going over
no,
there
I don't
to
think
get
I have
your
to,
stuff.
I don't think I have to talk to anybody. I think I just do it all on the internet here. We'll see.
Well, that's talking.
Well, I'm not necessarily talking to people. I'm not going to give away my credit
Texan
card information.
Is talking.
I wonder if they, like, gave priority to people with IP addresses in Madrid for the tickets.
Well, I'm sure there's a...
No, no.
Wouldn't you think there's a separate sale for them?
Are those tickets overall for the public, or those are tickets that they actually gave the commanders to sell?
Nah, the tickets today are overall for the public.
I believe,
yeah,
these are general public.
You have tickets. You have a lot of tickets that are going to be provided for Miami and also here. And then they have tickets that will be sold right there, that are for the people there.
I think these are for both teams because I think this was signed up through the NFL versus just the Commanders. But I'm not sure. I'm not sure. So we'll see. I'll keep you updated as the show goes on. Again, coming up at 12 o'clock, we'll get some of your guys' stories if you want to call in around 12:30.
Hey, Ryan, make sure that credential working. That's what I'm caring about.
Yeah, make sure your passports
make sure
are good,
credential
too.
Working, son.
Well, credentials, we'll see B passports. In uniform again.
Hey, I got one game left in me, dog. I got one game left.
Let's go break the record. Hey, y'all, I'm B. Mitch agent. Jeff Walker, hit me. It's like, no.
Yeah, what percentage are you charging?
One.
Jeff? Hey, be my dog. I got him for the free.
And he lying.
There's no chance he's doing it for free.
If you look at
and then
we're
gonna put some small writing in it.
It'll be like over a mil. And 1%, Jeff, you gonna take that.
See, your cosign gonna be even better because the other players, they're gonna be like, man, you worked that well for B. Sign me next to you, and I'm gonna take off. So B, hey, look, y'all, we coming back. Brian Mitchell, what you need? One more yard?
Can you really imagine that?
You need one more yard? We coming to one we more gonna yard get for 20. What? Don't you got like $4.99 or something?
No, that's already a record.
Yeah, but we gonna break that record. We gonna come back and break a record.
About that. Nah. That's punt return. I'm looking up in the sky. I don't know.
Yeah, bro, you still got it.
You know, like when you're young, you jump out of a swing, you jump out of a tree, and you get a little older, you go, nah, I don't know, I might break something. That's the way I think about returning punts now. I might break some.
Yeah, I wouldn't step back there. There's no chance I could ever be caught punt returning. I don't know how you ever did it. Want to talk a little Nationals to start here, and then we're going to get right back into the Commanders.
Yeah, because I had people call me saying, dawg, I never heard you talk that much about baseball in my life. I said, hell, me neither.
Cam Newton had some crazy comments. We're going to play that coming up at 10:30. I know crazy. B-Mitch is going to be fired up. He's going to be fired up about that. But they officially named their interim manager just basically right as our show ended yesterday. And it's going to be Miguel Cairo, who was the bench coach. I don't know that you're going to see a whole lot of change in terms of their philosophy when they have him in there. But the Washington Post had an article from Spencer Nussbaum and I believe Andrew Golden and all the Post reporters there kind of talking about what they were doing to kind of switch things up and DeBartolo taking over. Yesterday he had a Zoom call with all the people in the front office and basically like kind of laid out exactly what he's going to do. So he's more of a numbers guy, B. Mitch. He's more into the analytics, but I don't know how much you can change in season with all those things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that you can suddenly change every single philosophy with your team. And for some Nationals fans, they act as if they're somehow managing a team from the 1970s while everyone else up in 2025. Like they already subscribe to a lot of the stuff,
yeah.
So I don't know that you'll see a big difference right away. But I do think you could see a little bit of a difference in terms of analytics and those sorts of things.
You'll see that with analytics, but they have to get a whole department. You know, like you look at some teams like the New England Patriots in the NFL, they've been doing analytics. They had a whole crew, 20, mm-hmm. 30 people that was doing that. Some teams had one guy. And I think for the Nats to go into that mindset, they're going to have to get enough people in the right spot, and they may have to get a guy that's going to run that for them. Because let's be real, Miguel Cairo was the bench coach. If he's going to be doing it, he can't run your analytics department. He needs to have some people doing this, and they give him the numbers at the end to go off of. You know, so this is something where it costs money. It costs money. You know, they're going to have to invest in this. So no matter what we talk about, who we talk about, it all is going to go back to the learners. Are they going to invest more than they were before? If they're not, you're going to see the same old, same old.
The thing that I'm most interested in now that you have these changes, B. Mitch, is I think DeBartolo is trying to earn the full-time general manager job.
Uh-huh.
And so I don't know that you can make anything crazy in terms of the moves that he's going to make, but he does have the trade deadline coming up, and he does have the MLB draft coming up. So he's got a real opportunity to put his stamp on the organization with those moves. And, you know, if the organization likes it and maybe they don't want to go out and get a big-time guy, they can save a little bit of money, maybe they keep DeBartolo. So I think he can leave his imprint there. The thing that I'm most curious about is I don't think Cairo is necessarily auditioning for the full-time manager role. Maybe I'm wrong there. But if that's the case, then what kind of vibe are we going to get from this team for the rest of the way? Because, like Barry said, if the team was already comfortable, do you feel like you can't check out, but are they going to be more serious? Are they going to take things a little bit more serious and dive in and try to fix things? Or is it just going to be even more willy-nilly, which would be concerning if you get to that point. And so that's something I'm really interested in.
I think they have to change. They have to be held more accountable. Also, let's be real. The players have to understand. You can change this thing with your mindset.
Absolutely.
If you are, listen, I remember John Thompson used to always say, listen, if my players ignored what I was saying, but they all came together, I'll take that. Because when you get one common accord, when you get people going with one common accord, all of a sudden you're going to see success. If everybody is doing the same thing and believing the same thing, you're going to win. So maybe the players have to stop looking for guidance because, hell, you're not – I understand they're younger, but they're all professional baseball players.
Yeah.
They didn't get here by chance, especially – that's one sport where you don't get there by chance. You get there because you're damn good. They got to come together and say, we have to do this and start holding each other accountable and move forward. A lot of managers, a lot of coaches – in the history of sports, have gone out and rode off of what players get done. And the ones that are smart just sit back and let it go because they get credit for it. Yeah. The ones that are stupid get mad at the players and start trying to, like, change it up, break up the fact that these guys are stuck together. And then they end up being the ones get left out because if the players are going to do great things and you're winning, you got to keep that going.
Yeah, something that's interesting is Davey has referred to Cairo as kind of his enforcer.
Uh-huh.
And I'm curious if you see that change. We talked about a couple of instances yesterday of some things that I thought were unacceptable, and then Davey didn't pull a guy, Davey didn't bench a guy, or whatever it may be.
Uh-huh.
I'm curious to see if some of those things change where, you know, you have a bad base running error. Do you now get pulled from the game and you got to sit the rest of the time?
But,
matter of fact, there was a guy.
But how can you say he was your enforcer when people were doing things, they still weren't playing.
Correct.
So what was Cairo getting on him, and then he came behind him and smoothed it over? Then if we see something like that, then I guess at that point, I would say, well, he should have been fired.
Yeah.
If he say, this is my enforcer, and you didn't let him enforce, then hell, you were in a problem.
Yeah, I'm curious to see exactly how it changes. I want to read this quote if I can find it, because I thought it was funny. We're talking about how Davey doesn't necessarily make some of these changes, and we're going to get back into the Commanders here in just a second. But there was a quote from, let me see if I can find it. Here it is. Adam McAlvey of MLB.com in Milwaukee. So their shortstop, Joey Ortiz, who they were acquired in the Corbin Burns trade,
mm-hmm.
he was sitting, and Pat Murphy, the manager, was asked, is he injured, because he's been hitting the ball pretty well in the month of June and was even good in July. And they said, is he dealing with something? And this is his quote. Yeah, the manager's pissed. I want him to give this best approach at the plate every day. We've given him a lot. We're playing him every day, and he just can't have lapses at the plate like that. That's sending a message right there.
Mm-hmm.
And understanding if you guys can take that, I get that has to play into it, but there's still a place in the game for this sort of managing.
Hey, it's a place in every sport for that type of managing, because the thing of it is, all players, as I stated yesterday, look for guidance, okay? First thing you got to make the players understand is that you give a damn about them. You want the best for them. Once you do that and they buy it, then you can be hard, you can coach hard.
Yeah.
If a player thinks you don't like him, and he thinks that you don't care about his future, he's never going to listen to you. So it's just finding that way to show them that you give a damn. And maybe, just maybe, you should have a personal conversation with every player. Because someone could come in here right now. We've all been working together for a long time, but he can't treat all five of us exactly the same. You know, he may be able to come in, raise his voice at you, and you may respond to that. He raised his voice at me, I might fight him. You know, the next person may cower,
yeah,
or may go into a tank because of that. If you don't talk personally to every one of your players to find out what makes them tick, then that's your fault.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every coach, manager, whatever, should do that. Because that personal conversation, and bring up family, if they're married, kids, whatever, bring those things up, because when guys talk about those things that they truly give a damn about, they let you into a lot of stuff. But you got to find out what makes them tick. And if a guy is so impressed with trying to please his mom, his dad, whatever, you have to utilize that to help you get the best out of him when you want it. You know? So a lot of coaches, I've always said that coaching is basically psychiatry and psychology.
Mm-hmm.
You got to find out how to manipulate a person's mindset to get them to do the best thing that they can do. And if you can't do that, then you're a damn fool. You shouldn't be in the position you're at, point blank.
Coming up next, Cam Newton had some things to say about Jaden Daniels. We'll give you our reaction to those comments next. You're going to be Mitchell Finley on The Fan.
You know what? Real estate mogul Barbara Cochran, she only goes out there and she recommends one guy, John Leahy, in the DMV area. Listen, John is an unbelievable guy. He goes out and he sells your home exactly how you want. It's like this recent seller. They were thrilled to receive an offer which was $20,000 over asking price for their Silver Spring property. Everything went smoothly. There was no stress, no setbacks, and the sale closed right on time. The client had previously been told by another agent that he wouldn't be able to make any profit at all, but he ended up earning exactly what he wanted. Yeah, he used John Leahy, that's why. Who says that there are no guarantees in life? Check out John Leahy's guaranteed offer right there on his website. You can get the ball rolling at johnsellsdmv.com. We're talking about our good friend, John Leahy, and the Fine Living Group of eXp Realty. John offers you flexible fees customized to your needs. You know what? And that's why we think John Leahy is the DMV of MVP, the DMV MVP of real estate. Hell, Barbara Cochran thinks it. Why wouldn't we? Call John today, 301-900-3052. Or hit him online at johnsellsdmv.com. Or even easier, you can just Google John Leahy Group. Start.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. B. Mitch, we're down to 28 minutes. We're down under 300,000 people.
My question is, how are they moving 300,000 people that damn quick?
I have no idea.
So is it people all around the country who are just saying, hey, let's try to get these tickets?
I have no idea.
Let's mess with all the Commander fans. Let's make them have to wait all day to get their tickets. We don't want one.
I can tell you one thing. Santiago Bernabeu is a big stadium in Madrid. It doesn't hold 500,000 people. So I don't exactly know how any of this is working. But regardless, hopefully I can get some tickets. We'll keep you updated on that as we go along. There were some interesting comments that came out, I believe, over the weekend. I'm not sure where Cam Newton was. I think he was on some podcast. But
he ain't Wale. Well, it was Cam Newton's podcast.
Cam's podcast?
And I think Wale was a guest on it.
So Cam was talking about Jaden Daniels, and here's what the former MVP had to say about Jaden.
Here, Jaden Daniels could be a potential one-hit wonder.
Nah.
What makes him different?
I think he loves the game too much.
But speak to me like from a DMV.
He loves the game too much. You know, you got people that don't love the game. Mm-hmm. They love what comes with the game. That boy loves the game. Like, he just loves the game. Like,
seen a lot of success as a rookie season.
I worry about that with most like CJ struggled a little bit the second year, but the line was a little.
But I'm gonna say it in this way: there's nobody who had the game in a chokehold like Robert Griffin III. But RG3, bro, I have to tip my hat to him.
One of the GOAT rookie seasons of all time.
No, for sure. Yeah, absolutely. So I see that same thing happening for Jaden, and as you know, being in that community, do you fear that?
Well, now that I listen to this again, I still think he's a hater. But I think he was just trying to be an antagonist or more or less trying to be the devil's advocate. He wanted to just ask questions because the only comparisons in Jaden and RG3 to me is that, I'm going to give you some, these are the obvious. They were the second pick. They won the Heisman. And they're black dual threat quarterbacks.
Yeah.
When it comes down to the preparation for the game, Jaden is in a different atmosphere than Robert was. When it comes to giving a hell about the game, Jaden is in a different atmosphere than Robert was. When it comes to liking the game for what it gives you and also loving the game as Wale was trying to state, Jaden loves the game. He could give a damn about the success that comes with it. He's the type of guy where I'll deal with that when I'm done with this game. When I'm done putting my mark on it, I'll deal with that. When you saw him get hit last year, and when people were complaining about him running it, the rest of the year he changed his game. He is a pocket passer, better than Cam, better than RG3. He can run. See, the thing of it is, Cam was this big, monstrous guy that thought he could run over everybody. That's why he got banged up. Just like Ben Roethlisberger got beat the hell up.
Mm-hmm.
Robert thought he was Cam Newton. And Ben Roethlisberger being a skinny guy. Jaden has realized, I don't need to get hit by those guys too many times. So I'm going to utilize my pocket presence, and I'm going to use my athleticism when I get a chance. But I now see Cam was trying to, well, you don't fear this? Yes, everybody fears it. And yes, there's a thing called sophomore slump. But you know what? If you just focus on the quarterback and nothing around the quarterback, you miss what the hell really happens. While they named C.J. Stroud, the offensive line was a little banged up. But his two best receivers were hurt. Stephon Diggs didn't play most of the year. And then what did the dude?
Nico Collins.
Nico got hurt later. If you don't have your top receivers and you don't have protection, I don't give a damn who you are. You're going to take a step back. So the whole thing is there are people who've had success. Like when I get asked questions about return guys, I am happy to give credit to guys. I want those guys to go out and do things, break records. I don't give a damn. I broke people's record. But there are other guys who don't want their stuff to be touched. And I feel like Cam is that type of guy.
Yeah, maybe so. But I think when you look at it, I think Wale is basically laying out exactly why the guys are different in RG3 and Jaden Daniels. And you kind of just laid out exactly the difference there, that Jaden is a pocket passer. And he's underrated in that sense.
Yeah.
Like that people just immediately think when you see guys who can run. Because, by the way, I think Lamar is a better passer than he gets credit for. But I think that Jaden's a better pure pocket passer than Lamar.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I think immediately when people see that a guy can run, they immediately think that's all they can do. And that's not the case.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, maybe in the old
but
days.
See, I think it's because, and I'm not trying to bring race, but it happens. The black quarterback that can run, oh, he's a running quarterback. Hell, Steve Young ran more than all these dudes. Steve Young was always running. Nobody cared about it, though, because he could sit in that pocket and pick your ass apart.
Yeah.
Jaden could do the same thing.
Yeah, and I think you saw that last year, right?
Yeah.
As the season went on, he got more and more comfortable, and that's what I think is so unique about the way that he plays the game versus how Robert played the game. With Jaden, if you told him you cannot run, he could make it work.
Yeah.
Like, he could make it work.
Yeah.
If you told Robert that he couldn't run or he couldn't run the read option, he couldn't make it work. He could maybe find a way as time went on, but he would never get to the level of a pocket passer as Jaden already is.
Uh-huh.
And I think that Robert had a nice ability, And there were some extra stuff that if you were able to develop it, whether it was the mentality, whether it was the Shanahans, we can talk about all that. We don't need to rehash all those conversations. But Robert had immense ability, but it was not the level as it's in terms of a passer as Jaden is already. And I don't know that he was ever going to get there.
See, the thing is, when you just look at the personalities, okay? Robert came in with extreme athleticism. But he also came in with a manipulation gene. When he found out how he had sign in his pocket, he manipulated stuff to put himself in positions that he could be in. Jaden walked in this place, and guess what? He probably has that ability to have that manipulation gene too. But from the moment when every fan was pissed off because they hadn't named him the starter, he wasn't.
No, he didn't care.
He said, am I going, what? If they, when they make me the starter, am I not supposed to compete? He said, I'm going to compete every day. And since he's become the starter, he competes. He not only does stuff the coaches tell him on offense, he's talking to the defensive players and defensive coaches to find out what things am I doing that gives off hints to y'all. Because he's trying to get his overall game better. I just see a different approach. And I believe this kid's mindset is different. One thing about athletics, I'm never going to say he won't get hurt. Nobody, everybody that plays pro football, kickers get hurt too.
Yeah.
Punters get hurt. You're going to get hurt at some point. But it's how you get hurt. Do you get hurt because of something stupid you're doing? Or you get hurt because it's just the rigors of the sport? He got hurt, rigors of the sport. The one thing I want everybody to understand, when he got hurt last year, he was in front of a guy. But he had heard so much about get down, get down, get down. If he had kept running like he's capable of doing, he wouldn't have got hurt in that play. But he went to slide, and a guy behind him fell on top of him and crunched him. Because when we say we don't hear, we do hear what people say. And you try to appease. After that, he wasn't in that situation again. I just think that, you know, it's lazy. I don't care if you're a former athlete, an analyst, media guy, whoever. If you just say that those two guys are alike, and you don't have the true, if you don't really look at the ways that they are so far different, you're a lazy-ass reporter. You're a lazy-ass analyst. You're a lazy-ass former player. Point blank. You have to look at them. There are way more differences than likes when you look at those two guys.
Something that I think is interesting about Jaden, and I've heard some people talk about their quarterbacks when they're getting drafted and saying that they like them to come with some scuffs, right? Some experience, some guys that have had some hardships and had to come through them. I think you see that with Jaden. And I haven't had a chance to ask him. I'd be curious to get his thoughts. Would Jaden coming out of Arizona State be the same way that Jaden is coming out of LSU? And I don't know that it's the same, because I think that experience with the Sun Devils kind of taught him when he went to LSU that he has to go to that next level in terms of work ethic. He's got to take everything very seriously. Huh? And so he's carried that work, that approach and that care over to the National Football League, and I think that's worked out. Versus Robert, did he have that hardship at Baylor? No. Did he have that moment where it taught him, hey, man, you've got to be dialed in. You've got to give that extra bit. You got to be coachable. And I don't know that he had that. So I think there's a big part of the difference is Jaden learned that. And if Jaden had come out of ASU and then had the similar sort of thing, maybe we're talking about this a little bit differently. Yeah. But he learned that in college, and now he's come over and carried that approach to the pros. And so I have every confidence, not just in Jaden Daniels' ability, because that's obvious, but I have every confidence in Jaden Daniels' person.
Yeah.
Because of the fact that I know he's going to put every effort to get better every single offseason, and that's not something that you could necessarily always say about Robert.
When the opposition got tougher, he got better. And that is not just something that just happens. You got to have it inside of you, but also you have to work at it. When he went to the SEC, it was better than what the conference was, and he was at Arizona State.
Mm-hmm.
He had to be able to make decisions a lot quicker than he did at Arizona State. And he did. If you look at his his last year at LSU, and it was the second year of the utilization of the virtual reality. And yes, a lot of people are doing it now. Just like a lot of people play video games. And what happens in that? Some guys good. Some guys are instantly good. First time they play, they're great at it. Some guys get better and better. Some guys stay right where they were the first time they played it. I think he gets more out of that than even the other guys follow him. Tom Brady was not athletic, but Tom Brady knew what the defense was trying to do. And he got the ball out of his hands so damn quick that you couldn't do much against him. There are other people that study film like Tom. Did they see what Tom saw? So Jaden has an innate ability to do some things. But it's a sport where physicality makes a difference. And by him coming back and everybody saying, oh, you look a little bigger. Well, if you come into the league and you're 22 and then you turn 23 and you start moving towards 24, you know what nature does? It makes you a little bigger. You start to look like a grown man instead of the guy in college who has lift weights to look like a man. You're now becoming a grown man. So you look bigger than what you are. And I think media guys, I get annoyed by it because, oh, wow, he came back way bigger. No, he just went through an NFL weightlifting program now. Mm-hmm. He's been doing it for a year. And it's also naturally that when you grow, you get bigger. How many people you know as they get a little older, they start getting skinnier or smaller? You know, you start getting a little bigger.
Yeah.
So it's a natural thing that happens. And also, he also probably put a little bit more work to allow himself to go through the rigors of it.
That's Brian Mitchell. I'm Toby Altizer. Barstool Nate joins the program coming up at 11.
Hey, it's B. Mitch here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn to Rood. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? You can adjust it in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the absolute best, and they've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly. And here's the best part. Rood systems are whisper quiet. No more noisy interruptions, just peace of mind. Rood's variable speed compressor ensures precise temperature and humidity control, operating efficiently even in extreme conditions. Its comfort and performance perfectly balanced. Also, don't forget about the savings. You can qualify for federal tax credits up to $2,000 on heat pumps through 2032. So visit Rood.com/federal incentives to learn more. Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And remember, if it ain't rude, it ain't.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Right.
They're sold out now? Is that what you're saying, Jeff?
Yep. You missed out, Toby?
I'm on the website, and it's a message. It says 16:46 on their time. There are currently no tickets available. This ticket sale is now closed.
Yeah, it looks like I missed out. We'll find a way.
You'll find a way, Toby.
On the resale market
Believe me, somebody's going to be selling tickets in the next 10 minutes.
I'm going to need to wait a little bit for the prices not to be outrageous, but we'll find a way.
I think these going
to
be outrageous, Toby, no matter how you look
at it. I tend to agree, but I need them to not be.
You might need to play Jeff, bet him $100 a hole in golf. You'll make your money in one round.
I need them not to be ridiculously outrageous. I can deal with a little bit outrageous.
Let Jeff pay it. Jeff will pay for it.
That's true. Jeff will pay for it. Appreciate it, Jeff.
Man, I'm so broke I can't pay attention.
So one thing that you brought up talking about C.J. Stroud that was mentioned in that clip from Cam Newton and Wale, you brought up the fact that the playmakers, and specifically his top two receivers, were down with Nico Collins and Stephon Diggs. Do you have more confidence this year in the playmakers that are going to be around Jaden? Assuming they get the Terry contract done. Okay. If you assume that they're going to get that done, you've now got Deebo Samuel added to the mix. You've got really the same running back room aside from adding Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt. You've got basically the same tight end room. Basically, you went out and got Deebo Samuel as your big offseason acquisition for a playmaker, and then you improved the offensive line. But specifically with the playmakers.
I don't worry about the playmakers around him. Let's say we're going to assume that Terry is done and signed here. Mm-hmm. He's going to be signing back. What I'm looking at is the offensive line being better. I think there are certain quarterbacks that make players around them better because of how they manage the game and the things they can do. Patrick Mahomes' uncanny ability to let the ball go. Jaden's ability to put stress on defenses because he can run. Okay? So they have to play him a certain way. Many teams are afraid to play man-to-man against him because if you turn your back against him, he just eats up yards on you all day. Just constantly move the ball. I believe the O-line giving him more time and allowing him the ability to be able to sit and watch, and then all of a sudden, because defensive backs cover for a certain period of time, okay? And if that offensive line allows you extra time in the pocket, the defensive back will crack and give the guy an opening. So I'm more excited because of that. And I think with the people who they added, with Deebo and things like that, that's going to open up even more. You know, I don't just get caught up in the names of the guys playing the skill positions. If those big guys are doing their job, your team is going to automatically be better.
100%. And that's where they spend a majority of their resources. And again, I bring this up all the time, but I think it's funny how sometimes we lose focus as the narratives of the offseason kind of get going. When you watched the Super Bowl and watched Philadelphia against Kansas City, what was the first takeaway leaving that game?
The Kansas City offensive line sucked.
And what was the first takeaway then to say, how are you going to beat the Eagles?
You got to be able to combat their damn D-line.
And so what did they do?
They went and got people to combat their D-line. And then they also went and they found people to make their offensive line have to work harder.
Exactly right.
Because we saw when we played them, they had space to run.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, okay, if you're going to compete with this team twice, and this is a team in your division, you know, you have to make sure you can play with them. Because to get to the show, you probably have to beat them. And they went out there and they did that to combat it. And I think, you know, they've improved, because when we start thinking about Washington and we think about the Super Bowls won, the Hogs are more the reason than anything else.
Well, and that's what I think is so funny about this. And I know we were talking about the playmakers, but it's kind of evolved in the O-line. We might dive back into the O-line specifically in a little bit. But It's funny how, remember when Sam Howell was the quarterback here? And you'd have callers into this station. You'd have people you'd run into. You'd have people on Twitter. What do they all say? We got to rebuild the Hogs. Yeah. We got to find a way to get that back.
Yeah.
And then as soon as they get Jaden, it wasn't about the offensive line anymore. Yeah. I thought that because dichotomy was funny.
He has an ability to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you don't want him to have to utilize that all the time. You need, if you give him help to where he runs only when he needs to run, not wants to run, needs to run, that defense has a problem. Let me read this from Dez Bryant, okay? Dez Bryant was listening to the Cam Newton stuff, and Dez Bryant said, Jaden Daniels is here to stay. Nothing about how he plays the game of football shows he's a one-hit wonder. Out of all athletic dual-threat quarterbacks who have played the game, Jaden Daniels read the defense the best.
Wow.
He doesn't rely on his athletic ability, and that's what makes him dangerous. And I think that's the real reason why people like Cam, they don't like to give credit, because what did they say about Cam? What did they say about Robert? They have to learn how to read the defense better. Jaden does that, but he can also do what they did. And he does the other part better, because what do we say about Lamar? Lamar is great. And now I agree with you that Lamar reads, can pass better than people give him credit for. But every time he gets into the playoffs, teams say, don't let him run, make him throw. Because they feel that he's not quite yet there in the passing aspect. Although he does better than people say he can. But defenses would rather him throw it than run it. Because him running it, it's a problem. Jaden already, people realize, we don't know what we can do. Because we run man-to-man, he runs. We run zone, he picks us apart. Or he just gets, they need five, he gets six.
Mm-hmm.
He gets five and a quarter. You know, the guy has an ability. So people that want to sit up here and just throw him out there and whatever, I call it hate. Get mad at me all you want. And I've been watching Cam enough, man. Cam likes drama.
Oh, 100%.
You know, you,
he liked it when he played.
How the hell you at a flag, at a 7-on-7 and you getting in fights with kids? Come on, dog. Grow the hell up.
By the way, Dez Bryant saying that, he might be my least favorite player of all time. I might have to change my opinion a little bit. I might have, if he's complimenting the quarterback.
Some guys that were crazy on the field, they got some intelligence if you just listen to them. They know football.
Yeah. I appreciate that from Dez. Coming up next, Barstool Nate going to join the program. We'll get his thoughts on Cam Newton's comments and also talk a little bit more about the Commanders. Barstool Nate comes up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games. And the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.